Donald Trump's new America First policy for tourism in the United States. U.S. President Donald Trump owns hotels and resorts. Can he get international tourists to visit America First? The reality looks different, which seems to align with the Trump administration's modus operandi. The U.S. travel and tourism industry is bracing for a record loss in tourism exports this year, with no COVID-19 pandemic on the horizon, and this is seen as the Trump effect. Canadians and Europeans are giving the U.S. their cold shoulder and changing travel plans to other countries. Flair Airlines recently announced it would end flights from Canada to Nashville, and Canadians switched from Tennessee to Canadian-made products. Air Canada has said it would reduce flights to Arizona, Florida, and Las Vegas starting this month, while WestJet told the Canadian press that it had seen bookings shift from the U.S. to places like Mexico and the Caribbean. Sunwing Airlines has dropped all of its U.S. flights while Air Transat has reduced service to the country, the outlet reported. This may only be the beginning, based on shrinking bookings from many European gateways to the United States. Since such slots are hard to get, many flights may continue, but due to expected low bookings for airlines, they could become more expensive and less lucrative. Possible changes and delays in obtaining visas may add to the problems for the U.S. travel and tourism industry. Tourism resilience? The Jamaica-based Global Tourism Resilience and Crisis Center has been speechless about developments in the United States, or may work in the background to shift priorities. At their recent conference in Jamaica, Prime Minister Andrew Michael Holness hinted that Jamaica needs to diversify its tourism priorities due to President Trump's taking the helm in the United States. The U.S. needs your help. iturbonews.com. Robert Reich, a former U.S. Secretary of Labor, is a professor of public policy emeritus at the University of California, Berkeley. Mr. Reich wants potential foreign visitors to rethink their travel plans to the United States. He says on his blog, "Please do not visit the United States of America at this time." Robert Bernard Reich was born in 1946 to a Jewish family in Scranton. He is an American professor, author, lawyer, and political commentator. Reich worked in the administrations of Presidents Gerald Ford and Jimmy Carter and served as Secretary of Labor in the cabinet of President Bill Clinton from 1993 to 1997. He was also a member of President Barack Obama's Economic Transition Advisory Board. His message to friends of democracy around the world: we need your help. You know that the Trump regime is brutally attacking U.S. democracy. Most of us did not vote for Donald Trump, half didn't even vote in the 2024 election. But he feels he is mandated to take a wrecking ball to the Constitution. Stand up to the bully. Like most bullies, the regime can be constrained only if everyone, including you, stands up to the bullying. First, if you are considering a trip to the United States, please reconsider. Why reward Trump's America with your tourist dollars? Spending by non-Americans in the United States is a significant source of tax revenue and a major export of this nation. There's no reason for you to support Trump's economy indirectly. Many international travelers concerned about Trump's authoritarianism have already canceled trips to the United States. You might do so, too. 200% tariff. Last week, the U.S. president threatened a 200% tariff on European wine and alcohol after calling the European Union one of the most hostile and abusive taxing and tariffing authorities in the world. Why reward this bellicose rhetoric? Many Europeans are already skipping trips to Disney World and music festivals. Travel from China, a frequent target of Trump's contempt, is down 11%. Chinese travelers are choosing to vacation in Australia and New Zealand instead of visiting U.S. national parks. Our dear neighbors north of the border, who have long been the major source of international travel to the United States, are deciding to visit Europe and Mexico instead. In response to Trump's repeated desire to make Canada a 51st state, Canada's former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has urged Canadians not to vacation in the U.S. An informal boycott by Canadian travelers has begun. According to Statistics Canada, the number of Canadians returning by car from visits to the United States already fell by 23% in February, and air travel by Canadians returning from the United States was down 13% relative to last year. Overall, international travel to the United States is expected to drop by at least 5% this year. Although we have loved and profited from your visits, I urge you to join many of your compatriots and, at least for now, decide not to come to the United States. Second, if you are considering coming to the United States as a student or even on an H-1B visa, which allows highly skilled foreign citizens to live and work here, you might also reconsider. Perhaps wait a few years until, hopefully, the Trump regime has ended. In any event, it is not entirely safe for you to be here. Dr. Rasha Alawi, 34, a kidney transplant specialist and professor at Brown University's medical school, was deported without explanation, even though a court order had blocked her expulsion. She had been in the United States legally on an H-1B visa. Dr. Alawi had traveled to Lebanon, her home country, last month to visit relatives. When she tried to return to the United States from that trip, she was detained by U.S. Customs and Immigration officials and put on a flight to Paris, presumably on her way to Lebanon. Lebanon is not even on a draft list of nations from which the Trump administration is considering banning entry to the United States. Even if there's a shortage of skilled workers in your specialty in the U.S., you could be deported anytime for any reason. Likewise, considering coming to the U.S. on a student visa, you might think of the risk now. A Columbia University graduate student, Mahmoud Khalil, was arrested and detained for no reason other than that he peacefully protested against Benjamin Netanyahu's policies in Gaza. The administration of Brown University has advised foreign students, before spring break, to consider postponing or delaying personal travel outside the United States until more information is available from the U.S. Department of State. It is not just the risk. It's also the circumstances. If you care about democracy, this is not the time to come here on a student or H-1B visa because the Trump regime is riding roughshod over our rights. On Sunday, the U.S. deported hundreds of Venezuelan nationals to a prison in El Salvador. This was done even though a federal judge blocked Trump's use of the centuries-old Alien Enemies Act, which had only been used in times of war, and ordered planes carrying some of the Venezuelans to turn back to the United States. On Sunday night, Trump told reporters that the Venezuelans he deported were bad people. But no one can take Trump's word that these were bad people. Trump routinely uses the term bad people to refer to people who oppose or criticize him. Whatever your reason for coming to the United States, as a visitor, a student, or an H-1B skilled worker, you might want to reconsider your plans. Deciding not to come would send a signal that you're justifiably worried about your safety and security here and you are as repulsed by the Trump regime's attacks on democracy as most of us Americans. According to a recent forecast, President Donald Trump's America First stance is helping to discourage international travel into the U.S. Escalating trade war threatens U.S. travel sector tourism economics in recent weeks. Trade policy uncertainty has taken center stage in the U.S. economic landscape. Lower taxes or hospitality businesses under Trump. The American Hotel and Lodging Association, however, sees this differently and said they are expecting big business due to lower taxes under the Trump administration. iturbonews.com. Updated economic and travel industry projections. In a report, Tourism Economics said that under the expanded trade war scenario, GDP growth 2025 is now projected to slow to 1.5%. Down from 2.4% in the baseline scenario. Within the travel sector, the expected impact is significant. International inbound travel to the U.S. is projected to decline by 15.2% compared to baseline projections. Inbound travel spending in 2025 could fall by 12.3%, amounting to a $22 billion annual loss. Total U.S. travel spending, including domestic and inbound travel, could be 4.1% lower than baseline expectations, representing a $72 billion reduction in total travel expenditures. Foreign tourist spending is expected to tumble 11%, representing a loss of $18 billion this year. World Tourism Network expects hard times for SMEs in travel and tourism, not only in the U.S. This is bad news for stakeholders in the travel and tourism industry, especially small and medium-sized U.S.-based local companies that operate hotels, attractions, and transportation. It's also bad for entire state economies, such as those in Florida, New York, California, Colorado, Nevada, Arizona, and Hawaii. The effects will be much more severe than expensive eggs for this industry, which directly or indirectly employs at least 10% of the population. Buying powers by American visitors abroad. The buying power of Americans traveling abroad is also expected to shrink, making Caribbean or European destinations nervous and forcing them to increase marketing to non-US destinations.